Linda. And if you ever wonder if you could fish for a living, Linda's going to tell you all about that.
Hi, Steve. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. The first thing I want to know is about how many years have you worked as a fisheries biologist?
Well, I've worked 10 years here at Parks and Wildlife, and then I had about 6 years experience working for other state agencies.
Okay. During these 16 years, what do you do on a day-to-day basis?
Well, it's changed a little bit over the years. When I first started, I was a fisheries technician, and I started out doing volunteer work, and during that time, most of my time was spent out in the field doing field work. As I got more involved in the profession and became a biologist, a lot more of my time is spent in the office working on a computer, but I still get out into the field quite a bit, and that's really one of the best things about the job is that I have the opportunity to be in the office when I want to be in the office and go out in the field and do a lot of neat things out in the field too. And then I also get to interact with the public a lot, and that's a really neat part about the job. So, you know, it's a whole variety of different things that a fisheries biologist does, and that's really one of the neat things about it is that I'm not doing the same thing all the time, and I really don't have the opportunity to get bored, and if I do get bored, I just change what I'm doing and go do something else.
When working in the field, what kind of instruments do you use?
Well, we use a lot of different types of gear for collecting the fish, mm-hmm. and that's how we, you know, estimate fish populations. We actually have to go out there and get the fish. If the students will look on the web page, there'll be some examples of some of the different types of gear that we use. One of the main types of gear we use is electrofishing gear, which is where we have a electrical generator in a boat that puts electricity into the water and it stuns the fish. And this is a technique that's been around since the 50s or so. And on the web page, there'll be a picture of somebody holding up a big flathead catfish there that we got down on the Colorado River below Austin. And we got that fish with electrofishing. And this piece of gear that I have right here is one of the electrodes we use. This sits in front of the boat. There's actually two of these. And these are stainless steel wires that go down into the water. And then these are connected to a fiberglass boom that goes out into the out in front of the boat. And then the electrical current goes through here. And then the boat is actually the ground. And the electric current goes into the water and stuns the fish, and we pick them up. It doesn't hurt the fish. They recover pretty quickly because we put them in a live well. And with this type of gear, it's good that we can catch and release. You know, we can get what we need from the fish in terms of information, and then we can let the fish go, and they'll be fine. Another piece of gear that we use, and this is also on the web page, is called a gill net. And this is a really an old type of gear that's been used for a long time. And this is a monofilament gill net. The fish swim into this thing, they get kind of tangled up in here, and then we just pick them up. And on the web page, there'll be a picture of a guy pulling a gill net in. And this is a good technique for fish that like to inhabit open water, like catfish, striped bass, a lot of the rough fish. Actually, commercial fishermen use this type of gear a lot for capturing catfish in rivers and so on. Some other types of gear that we use are trap nets, and there's a picture of that on the web page. This is just like a big box that we put in the water, and that's for capturing specific types of fish. Another thing we do is we do creel surveys, where we go out and we actually talk to the fishermen and see what they're catching, and we get estimates of fishing pressure, harvest, and so on. So those are the main types of gear that we use.
I know it's kind of hard to keep up with fish, but how do y'all keep track of the fish population?
Well, we do estimates of the fish populations, of course, you can't go out there and collect every fish that's in a lake. I mean, in a pond you might be able to do that, but in a lake it's just too big, so we have to estimate what's going on. And we do that by going out and sampling, where we take an estimate of the fish population and look at trends from year to year. So that's basically how we do it.
In order to go fishing, would you need a license?
Oh yeah, you know, if you're 17 years of age and older, you'll need a fishing license. And if you're going to fish for trout, for instance, you'll need a stamp also. Really one of the best deals that we have here in Texas is you can get the Super Combo license, which is fishing and hunting license, for $49. And that includes a lot of the stamps that you need. Or if you're, for instance, if you're going to fish in saltwater, you'll need a stamp also, a saltwater stamp. So yeah, if you're 17, you need to get a license, and those are available just about anywhere, and they're really easy to get. An actual fishing license is only $19, and that's really a good deal.
Do y'all have any harvest restrictions?
Yeah, Texas is one of the leaders for using harvest restrictions for increasing fish populations, and that's one of the main reasons why fishing is so good here in the state is because of the use of harvest restrictions. And we have a lot of different regulations, and each regulation is meant to do different things. For instance, here in the city of Austin, we have a 14 to 21 inch slot limit, we have a 14 to 24 inch slot limit, and we've got some high minimum size limits. So the fisheries biologists down here are really into using length limits and different harvest restrictions for, you know, for not only for producing more fish, but for providing more fishing opportunities and diverse fishing opportunities for the anglers.
How do you seem to attack viruses in fish?
The largemouth bass virus is kind of a new deal that we've just found here in the state. And really right now we don't have a whole lot of ways to attack it, because we're just now in the research stage of trying to figure out exactly what it is and where it exists. We just got done this summer collecting fish from all over the state and running tests on them just to see where the virus was present and where it's not. And so we're kind of at a loss right now, or it's kind of a mystery as to exactly how the virus works. You know, we're looking into it very aggressively, and hopefully in 2 or 3 years maybe there will be some type of way for us to attack this virus.
When I say stocking, what does that mean to you?
Well, stocking is one of the techniques that we can use, and we talked about harvest restrictions already. That's one way for building up fish populations. Stocking is something else we use, not only for increasing game populations, but we also use it for largemouth bass for increasing the genetics of the fish. In this state, we've used a lot of Florida bass, and Florida bass are really one of the reasons why we have such big bass in the state. So we stock Florida bass to try to increase the genetics rather than try to increase the game fish population. Other species we have to stock because they don't naturally reproduce, like striped bass, which is a real popular species here in the state, and trout. They don't reproduce, so we have to continually stock them.
Do people compete in any fishing events?
Oh yeah, fishing tournaments and fishing contests are really popular in Texas. There's a huge angler base out there that competes in these events, and it's got to be really big business. You have any other questions?
Let's do it.
Well, I was going to talk a little bit about the Guadalupe bass or the Guadalupe trout fishing.
Mm-hmm.
That's kicking off here pretty soon, and if you've never been down to the Guadalupe River to go trout fishing, it's a great place to go. It's really beautiful, located in the hill country. It's about an hour south of Austin. We have a kind of a new deal down there, experimental regulation that we're using. It's an 18-inch minimum. It's a trophy trout fishing thing. So check it out this winter.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. Next, we have Alex is up next. Alex is up next to tell us about a new kind of career in urban biologist.